Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, it's Thursday, January 13th, 2022. It's hard to even get the 2022 out. It's hard to believe it's that late in time, but nonetheless, here we are. If you liked 2021 or didn't like 2021, then you're going to like or not like 2022. Steve Quayle is my guest. We have a lot to talk about. He has a lot of information to get into. I have to say this: I've never respected him, his information, more than I do today, especially after when you have hindsight is 2020. So when you look back at his writings, and I'll even go back to his book, Breathe No Evil. Now, you know, I gotta say, this is like reading what should be a newspaper of today. It's just an amazing book, as well as Terminated, Xenogenesis, and other books. His entire library, really, of offerings of books are incredible, as well as his DVDs. Go to gen6.com, go to stevequayle.com, and shop and get the intellectual work products there. You're going to be better off for it, because what we're looking at here, and people have a tendency, just very briefly as a matter of introduction, people have a tendency, I think, to take a look at certain situations. For example, we spoke yesterday in this week of Operation Robin Sage, for example, the military maneuvers, the annual military maneuvers. Now people say, look, stop it with this. You're creating this illusion that this is something new. They've been doing this for years. Yes, they have. But as Steve and I spoke prior to airtime, they've done it under different circumstances. Because let's put this next thing up. Now, I'm not saying one has to do with the other, but take a look around you. Get away from your computer. Go take a walk. Go look at your grocery store. Go look at your, go take a drive on the interstates. Go take a drive through big cities, and you'll see changes that you haven't seen before. I got a call this week that driving through a big city during what would have been rush hour traffic was like driving through that city at 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning, right? Things are changing. You have to understand that. So having said that, let's put up this from the Conservative Treehouse, who I cite often. The Biden regime, they're erecting concrete blast and security wall panels, these Jersey barriers, around the White House. Now look, by itself, all right, you might say, well, that's really kind of smoke and mirrors. It's just, you know, it is what it is. But imagine Trump doing this. You know, hey, how he went to his bunker, was taken to his bunker. The mindset is different. In fact, you can almost feel it. You walk outside the door and you can feel the change in the air. Have you ever gone out right before a rainstorm and you could smell the rain? You could smell that storm coming. Well, I would say if you are spiritually in tune and mentally in tune, you can smell, you can sense that there is a storm coming. And some say, and I would agree, that the storm is already here. And this is just that what you saw there is just a little bit of some preparation, some eye candy, some not. But you know what? There is both an awakening, I believe, an awakening of people who realize that they've been had. And then there's the other side of people who are doubling down on the lie itself or the lies themselves. So this creates this very toxic mix. But this is not just here in the United States. It's on a global level. Good friend, little sister Karen in Rome, she understands what's going on, and she's sending me information, among other people in different countries, as well as Steve Quayle. He's getting all of this as well. So we're combining this information together, and we're offering it to you. But more appropriately and more accurately, Steve, who has got the contacts internationally, where I've got them domestically, he's got them internationally, he's going to be laying out some information that the bottom line here is peace has been taken from the earth. And I think everyone would agree with that, because if you're spiritually in tune, you feel that there's something wrong. Something wrong on a spiritual level. Something wrong on, I mean, the moral bankruptcy that has gripped the planet is beyond belief. And then Steve and I are going to be talking about initiatives to better inform the public and better inform people who really want to be informed, but equally important, want to support this infrastructure we've created, okay, to allow us to carry forward, allow us to carry on, allow us to carry through with investigations, both domestically and internationally. So this is something that is a work in progress, because I get people who email me and say, well, you know what, you talk a good game, but you don't walk the walk. Well, you don't know what we walk, because we walk the walk. And it's just, we don't publicize it. We don't show you what's going on behind the scenes. Case in point, last point before I bring Steve on, you know, SaveThem.org, in conjunction with Russ's team and this platform, you know, five saves of young girls. The first out 6 and 7 year old girls who spent their Christmases in loving arms. So the first time since birth, their Christmases in the loving arms of families. All right. Another three rescued by SaveThem.org. Teenage girls, and three arrests of the traffickers. We are making a difference. People have asked, well, what do you do? You know, you just talk. No, we have teams that go out. And when I say we, I'm talking that, you know, I'm at the periphery of this, but providing logistical support as well as investigative services for these teams. Steve does a lot on the international scale. And by the way, a lot of this, what you see, goes back to the Abramovic spirit cooking kind of stuff, the weird things. You can even go back to the 2012 Olympics, watch the ceremonies, okay? And how people say, oh, this is satanic. Remember the 2012 Olympics where they were doctors and nurses dressed up, or people dressed up like that, dancing around hospital beds? And what the hell was that about? Well, fast forward 10 years, you can see what that was about. But anyway, I digress. I don't want to take any more time away from Steve Quayle, from stevequayle.com, gen6.com. And folks, please do me a favor. Make sure you bookmark stevequayle.com. Bookmark that website. And from there, you can go everywhere. He sells precious metals. And I'll tell you what, if you're dealing with people out there, you need somebody you can count on, somebody you know is above reproach when you're dealing with precious metals. And I had no idea, by the way, that there's actually people who sell counterfeit everything, okay, metals. But that's another story. But with Steve, with his business, of course, Renaissance Precious Metals, let me tell you what, it's well vetted and well worth the investment, as well as the fact that you're dealing with somebody reputable. The intellectual products at gen6.com, don't miss that. I mentioned Hugo de Garis this week. Hey, watch Hugo de Garis. Well, watch. You can still get the videos, okay, from the conferences. The one with Hugo de Garis today is like right on the money. Everyone's talking about. So, whereas if you didn't make it 3, 4, 5 years ago to the conferences, or 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, you can still have that information. So I would urge everyone to go to Steve's website, gen6.com, for the conference information. All right, with that, my good friend, my brother, a guy that I love like a brother, and I have a lot of respect for this man, and the respect grows every day because of what he has done in the past is now coming to fruition. Steve Quayle. Steve, thanks for coming on, brother.
Thank you, Doug. And ladies and gentlemen, the title for today's program, Peace Has Been Taken from the Earth. I want to give you the context. Again, I believe, and for the years I've been on talk radio, shortwave radio, all the forms of interviews, blah, 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 everything. One thing that has been the consistent theme is that days that would come would be this, this, and this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's all being fulfilled before your eyes. So here's what I read to Doug just before we went on the air. And I had to write it down because I want to make sure I got it exactly right. Tell my people, and that's open to who, those who not only claim they know Jesus, but Jesus knows, peace has been taken from the earth. War is now upon them. hearts will be shattered, my people will be scattered, but I will lead them to their places of refuge and or take them home. Because a lot of people are going home. Russ Dizdar, you know, and obviously there are so many. Doug Riggs was taken home, I believe, last week. He was also really into satanic ritual abuse and exit counseling. But I want people to understand something, that it's critical. You can deny whether we're in the tribulation or not. I get so much feedback from naysayers. I want to share something, Doug. Most of those people would be dead, because when we get into what's going on with Russia, U.S., and NATO, this is no longer game playing. It's no longer the Cold War, although the U.S. Cold War tactics are going to get it beaten in a matter of hours. That's not speaking negatively about the country. But to those who have claimed that Robin Sage is just going on for 20 years, I've dealt with some of them. Everything has changed. There is no rule of law in the United States any longer. You have had 20 to 30 years of the destruction of the military. We're 20 years behind in cyber warfare, artificial intelligence, hypersonic missiles, electronic weapons development, space-based weapons delivery patterns. And yes, I am privy to a lot of stuff I can't even share, because, Doug, the Bible's very clear. Actually, not can't share, but won't share. If we get naysayers, and I'm going to say this, you guys who have spent your life listening to this program, you're about out of time. And you're about out of time because, in essence, we told you the grocery shelves were going to go empty. In essence, I shared with you months and months ago that the plan was to strangle the food available to the American people. You watched as a country cooperated in its own demise. Science no longer matters. The false communist narrative matters. And Eric, will you put that picture up? I want people to see this picture, because I'm going to put it into context, okay? You see President Xi of China. You see all the Democrats behind him. And the title of this is, We Should Trust Our Government as Much as Allowing Jeffrey Dahmer to Become a Daycare Director. Well, obviously, everybody knows Dahmer was a mass murderer. But then we get to the statement of China, which Russia never made. And look, the truth is the truth. Somebody sent me an email, Doug, saying, why do you ever always seemingly praise Russia and not Ukraine? Because Ukraine is in the back pocket, the government, of the guy toasting President Xi. Look at the smile on Xi's face. We have the best Congress and almost the best Senate that Chinese money could buy. And ladies and gentlemen, the whole Russian narrative to take down Trump was to take the world's eyes off of all the shenanigans and the dealings with the communist Chinese and the payoffs, huge payoffs, to basically, how do I say this, before a shot is fired, to take over the United States. And they have politically taken over the major politicians of the United States. And I'm going to say this. The biggest batch of bull manure, which is a BBOBM, biggest batch of bull manure, ever launched against the American people in a neuro-linguistic Central Intelligence Agency protocol and plan was the Q anonymous move. It is mind-baffling to me. For the record, at no time, and no one can lay this at me, did I ever say Q was real? I said it was a counterintelligence program to pretty much round up and keep contained all the unhappy conservatives, and rightly so, by promising a never-ending tomorrow. A never-ending, it's going to be better tomorrow. It's going to be better tomorrow. And the mindset of the American people that want all things to remain the same. They want it to return. You still want to go on not knowing that how many children are sacrificed, how many children are cannibalized. We have watched, and I don't even want to get on Christendom right there, and I'm spelling it C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-D-U-M-B. I am not mocking the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, but I am mocking the infiltration of the pulpits by some of the most Marxist theologians and some of the most hateful and wicked people. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going on right now, because you cannot take over a nation until you destroy the foundations. The foundations of this country have been destroyed. And that's what's different, Doug, about Robin Sage. We had three or four stories yesterday alone on the front page of Drudge. They're identifying the Patriots as the target for the moon exercise. Ladies and gentlemen, the purge that has gone on and is still going on in the military, denying all religious vaccinations, I can tell you point blank, I was told, and it was read, I can't possess the document, that the order has been given to purge all of the military of all Christians, constitutionalists, people who their thinking doesn't correlate with the New World Order, the Great World Reset, Great Reset, etc., to purge them by the end of this month, being January. Now, again, I want you to understand something. You know, Doug, Jesus said, if he's told us earthly things, we believe him not. How can he tell us heavenly things? And if people can't acknowledge that they're watching the annihilation of the human race and all of the negative, non-science-backed up nonsense, how many lies does Fauci have to be caught in? How many documents prove he's a patent liar in order for people to wake the eternal up, okay? In essence, eternity is before us all and is at our doorstep. So back to the Russia narrative, the whole Russian hoax, all of the fake documents, of course, it came through, you know, a former British intelligence agent. It was all designed to shift the world's eyes away from China and onto Russia. I'm not giving Russia a free pass, but even when the Biden administration, the kangaroo kid, Joey, decided to try and get somebody new for the cyber warfare to head it up, the guy smartly, instinctively turned it down. He said, I can't. They're 20 years ahead of us. The Russian weapons development is hypersonic. Even North Korea launched a hypersonic weapon the other day, and the United States does not have it. The last three attempts have failed.
Well, and that's shut down. And people don't, a lot of people don't realize this. I didn't mean to over or interrupt. But,
no, please interrupt me.
But so when that happened, at the same time that happened, air travel in the western, on the West Coast was given a land order, much like 9/11. There were certain areas of the West Coast where planes were traveling and were ordered to land, okay, and I don't recall the acronym for the order. But so there was a period of time during that launch, and many people, again, don't know this, where the aircraft, civilian aircraft, were advised to land at the nearest airport. Now, that only lasted a very brief moment in time. But nonetheless, that should tell you something that you're right. I mean, you, Steve Quayle, are correct. And you, folks, you look it up if you don't believe me. But go ahead.
Well, here's the deal. As somebody that's monitored weapons development, even when I was started in the survival movement, again, I make no apologies. It's just the truth. It's not bragging. But my sole focus was on the period following the Cold War and advanced weapon design. As a matter of fact, even when the scientists who were involved in Star Wars program under Reagan, even when that whole thing was going down, there were multiple assassinations of some of the most brilliant physicists and weapons designers in the West. Well, just like then, I came up with all the dead, I didn't come up with, I started chronicling all of the dead and dying microbiologists, molecular biologists, immunologists, and these were the who's who in the world. Some lady said, well, those are just college professors. And I thought, I almost, and I didn't say it, but, well, I won't tell you what I thought, but I did address, you know, the stupidity of that mindset. Is that you don't kill off the best, and these people are written up, and they are put out as, and before they were murdered, it was a who's who. And by the way, Doug, I think you remember this. You may even listen to the episode. That day that Dr. David Kelly was found murdered in the park, I was on Coast to Coast, and I said, he did not die of natural means. He was murdered. He warned that he was going to be killed, and he was murdered. And then the biggest batch of BS, you know, and the greatest lies in history were being told. All of the governments of the world are under Lucifer's control. Hear this. All of them are under Lucifer's control. It is a house divided cannot stand. I'm on record and saying this, and I'm just going to remind everybody, I said it 7 years ago. That before God, actually longer than that now, I'm sorry, probably 9 years ago, I said, before America is destroyed by nuclear war from Russia and China, here's what I believe has been so accurate. God would reveal the sins of the leaders to the people. Are you kidding me? That's happening on steroids, including Donald Trump's. And I voted for Donald Trump, by the way. And I also said on national radio ahead of his inauguration and winning, I said, I believe he's going to be the next president. And I want people to understand something, finishing that thought, that when I said before God allows Russia and China to destroy the United States, he's going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people and the people's sins before a holy God. So a lot of the flack you get, Doug, and a lot of flack I get, and our mutual threats, and, you know, God rebuke them all, I mean that. It's astonishing to me that anyone can deny the empty shelves now. Because everything was fear. Hang on, Steve.
I want to, to your credit, and this is what got me, this is one of the initial things that got me looking at all of what you were talking about. David Kelly, you mentioned him. Let me work backwards just briefly.
It was, sure, take your time.
It was on July 17th of 2003. And he was found, you're right, in a wooded area, a park of Harrowdown Hill. Now, this is overseas now. Across the pond, but he was found, and his death was ruled a suicide. And here's the essence of the problem with this. He appeared to have ingested about 29 tablets of coproximal, an analgesic drug, and also slashed his left wrist, severing his ulnar artery with a pruning knife he had owned since his youth. But here's the problem with that. The investigators couldn't find any fingerprints on the blister pack or the knife that was used to cut the artery. Now, why is this important? Because obviously everyone's saying, well, this is based on some information disclosed by him in an earlier telephone conversation. But the bottom line, and you correctly point this out, this is one of a number of people who were involved that could have stood to prevent or at least... educate people on what's happening today because this is the run-up to today. So they had to get rid of people. And I say they, I'm talking about the globalist Muppets out there. So I didn't want to gloss over that because, folks, this is so important. When Steve writes about this and talks about this, you know, and then after months of investigation, oh, yeah, by the way, yeah, nobody's fingerprints were on that blister pack. Nobody's fingerprints were on the murder weapon or the suicide weapon, as it's called. And then, you know, so don't be saying, well, this is just a bunch of BS, okay? Follow the facts. You want to follow the facts? Follow the facts. And those are the facts from the official investigation back in 2003. So I want to thank you for that, and as well as the other deaths that occurred consequently. Now, to your point, we were just starting about empty shelves. You know, people say, well, it's the weather on I-95 that's causing empty shelves in the D.C. What do you expect? Okay, when has that ever happened in the past? Go ahead, sir.
Well, first of all, you know, and this is what you're going to see on the fundraiser coming up the last Thursday and Friday. And the time of having to put off is because, you know, so much of the most mind-blowing stuff, even the relics and the story behind them and the story of how the glyphsionary and more importantly, how that whole thing went down by the man that oversaw it for multiple years. You know, I've got to get their interviews, but right now, one of them's literally, how do I say this, avoiding the most serious, concentrated intelligence gathering heat that anybody can be on. And the thing that keeps him one step ahead is he prays incessantly. He moves by the Spirit of God. Sorry about that, Doug. And he's on his way to just say this, be as faithful to the living God as possible. He is a tough guy. I know a lot of tough people. I mean, really tough people. But I don't know many people that have come out of the world of gangland, the most marvelous story of redemption, saying all that. He has to, if possible, tell you in his own words. Now, that's the expedition I've been funding. So I want to tell people this. The Bible's very clear, and you do what you do, You do it so that no man sees it, okay, and that God sees it, and he's the one of those who, he's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. There is no point, and I get accused, you know this, Doug, of blowing wind in my own sails, or you've got so much wind blowing up your bottom, blah, blah, blah. No, I'll tell you what, one thing I've learned is I stayed focused, and my focus has to be directed by the Spirit of the living God. And I'm telling you, what we're going to present to people, it's going to make so many investigators in the UFO movement jealous. It's going to make powers that be, the devils that are in Washington, flip out. By the way, the private briefing, and I hope you saw it, Area 51 Deep Black Projects and their secret spacecraft, I have one of the only pictures of Black Star, a secret spacecraft. I put it up on this private briefing, which, by the way, goes only to subscription starting, I think, the 1st of February. We're going to start. But here's the deal, Doug. That picture set off a storm. Now, people say, well, you're just trying to bag. No, no. There's no known picture, okay? There's no known picture of a cloaked spacecraft, invisible, coming through a stargate that exists in the public domain. So somebody in that world would have to tell me that. I'll make it real simple. It's the very man that you're going to hear, God willing, talking to you. He got that picture taken in, I think it was, what, 2019? Three years ago. And those of you who have helped me and Doug, God bless you. You guys, you saw the biggest batch of horse manure ever unleashed upon the people. You almost think that, good night, they've run out of horses that can, defecate on the ground. Nope, they got herds of them. And I'm liking that. I have more respect for horses. The bottom line is that they are trying to control the narrative in the entire UFO thing. This has everything to do with what I hope we can get to about Russia and the war coming that's already taking place. And if you don't believe, if you are dumb enough to have taken the vaccine, I'm sorry. If you are always tuning in, Doug, you know, this is something too. Why do people tune into us if we're such a bunch of you-know-whats or whatever? Because it's the last hook in their heart, I believe, to draw them into the world of reality. I'm talking Christians. The most flack you've got, I've got, are people that want to reinvent the gospel in their eyes or slander us because we're making headway. So back to
At the core, that's true. I don't want to gloss over that because there are people who say, well, we're Christian fundamentalists and these people are off the rockers. When in fact, when you start following the influence and money, you will see that these people are not exactly who they say they are or coming in, which is why we address at times our detractors, because you've got to out them. You've got to say, hey, wait a minute. They come disguised as Christians and they're not. They come disguised as conservatives, politically biased, but they're not. They come disguised as just anonymous people on the internet, but they're not. Now, some are. Those who are, well, hey, you can identify them. They're pretty shallow, inch deep, mile wide, but there you go. So this is important because people are being, the truth is being withheld from people. And to what you said about about the individual out there, I'll say this. The overlap between his finds and the work that the late Russ Dizdar has done and the work that we're seeing is all relevant to what's happening today. And people have to really wrap their minds around that, whether it's ancient ritualistic sacrifice to current sacrifice to the finds, hyperdimension stuff. The hyperdimensional stuff, it all is relevant to today. So I didn't mean to overtake it, but I just wanted people to know that there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that people have to realize that, things are not as they appear to be. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I think it's critical and it's really important that people recognize this, that the ability to stand against evil was forfeited years ago, in my opinion. We watched the election process get stolen. We watch even the statement, Doug, did not the president of the United States, Kangaroo Joey, did not he even basically say at one point that they had the best, the best ability to steal the election prior to the election?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that's an exact quote. So what I want to say is this. I believe that what you're watching is not only prophecy being filled out, but a lot of people's paradigm about this can't be World War III, or because the church is still here. We're going to be raptured before the Antichrist shows up. The Antichrist is already on the scene, according to Prince Charles, just waiting for the right situation. He made that statement. Now, Russia never stated that they would kill every man, woman, and child in the United States and not even blink an eye. China did. That's Chinese foreign policy. China took credit. Was Shenping, a Chinese Communist Party economist / military advisor. He made the statement, with our bioweapon, we have defeated the United States. In the last 48 hours, correct me on time, Doug, if I'm wrong, Fauci's emails have been found where he admits to things. DARPA's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, their covered-up report from a year prior to the release of COVID talks about the efficacy or the effectiveness of basically ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and interferon. So they knew it was coming, but just now you heard what? Last week or the week before, the U.S. Post Office has been ordered to intercept all ivermectin shipments. Why? Because ivermectin interferes with the accelerated death rate of the globalists. And now we're hearing not one. I'd say this isn't a Brill Cream commercial. You'd have to be my age to understand that. But Brill Cream was the stuff you put in your hair, and it was, you know, a little dab will do you. And then the subline is the women will love to rub their fingers through your hair. And a little dab will do you. A little jab won't do you, okay? I'm saying it's jab, not dab. And now we're up to the fourth booster, and Israel is committed genocide or a genocidal suicide before the eyes of the world. They're on the fourth vax, and guess what? People are dying now more. And even the actuarial tables, the biggest hydrogen bomb explosion to come out in the last week, 10 days, was the insurance industry saying, look, this is how many people are dying. And I would encourage everybody, every Hagman listener that has a life insurance policy, you go and check, call your agent, and you want to see the exemptions or the exceptions to your coverage. If you understand how much money is at stake, if you take an experimental vaccine or an experimental drug, there are exception clauses, not all policies, but a lot of them. And you have to recognize that if your husband, your wife, a loved one dies, they don't have to pay off on that. And so you're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars that don't have to be paid. Now, okay, so go back to the insurance agent guy, basically telling the truth. One of the things that was interesting when China was lying to the world about how many people died in China, interestingly enough, 50 million cell phones went unused for the period of the, 18, 24 months. That was a telltale sign. But interestingly enough, the analyst I hope to have on the show basically was saying, you know, look, you guys, it's closer to 40, 50 million people. Well, when you've got a nation of 4 billion people, percentage-wise, that's not that much. But the critical issue was when COVID hit the United States, there were 5 million phones that went out of use. 1.2 million, these are real numbers, 1.2 million were phones that were shut down due to nefarious purposes, stolen phones, etc. 12.5 million of those phones were shut down because of lack of payment. But they would come back on, go back off. But there were 5 million phones. Now, I'm going to say something, Doug. If you take 100,000 people a month times 24 months, that's 2.4 million. But even if they cut it in half, which I believe everything they say has got to be doubled, if you take the 4.8, it becomes very interesting from an evidentiary trail of how many people truly have died in the United States over the last, 24 months. And that's a critical piece of information. So here's the deal. To a skeptic or to an AI program or to a, how do I say this, a clandestine operation against any truth-telling platform, alternative news, look at what's happening to Joe Rogan now. 300 of the greatest, or I don't know how many, a couple hundred of the greatest liars in the history of the world who are saying that any truth concerning the vaccination, the mutagenic messenger RNA injection, including from the guy that invented it, Dr. Robert Malone, well, that's not science. But our lies and our, how you say this, our traps that we've been trapped in, the lies of our own word, you got to take Joe Rogan off because he's telling what is it called, disinformation. That's the biggest, but we need 10,000 doctors to write in to his platform and say, that's not true. You know, and here again is the key. The biggest, it doesn't matter who, the biggest platforms for radio, television, broadcasting, the biggest newspapers, the biggest print media, whatever magazines still exist out there or on the internet are all controlled by the globalists. And the globalists are trying to get it, accelerate the death, the annihilation. So we did the Extinction Protocols Conference, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, was a barn burner. I've heard from people throughout the world, and anybody that's listening to this podcast, you can go on Vimeo and download it. Go to gen6.com. But when something that excellent comes out, and it has nothing to do with me or anything else. It has everything to do with the quality of information presented at that show, the conference. It's happening. I remember being at, I just ran out of breath there for a second. I'm trying to get people in the last moments of the alternative press's viability to understand something. You're already dead if you buy the controlled narrative. And for those who don't, we have the exercise and multiple exercises. Garland Merrick is on record as stating, Trump supporters are terrorists. Kamala Harris is on record saying they got to take care of 125 million people. Ladies and gentlemen, these are real statements. Now we have a concrete wall. Isn't it interesting, Doug? Concrete walls can't be used on the border against illegal immigrants, terrorists, anybody who's trying to get in this country to do us harm. Yet it somehow is okay morally to put it around the White House. And I'm on record as saying, the White House quit being the White House. It became the slaughterhouse. And I use that word with full understanding of meaning. So do you see the irony in that? Do you see the hypocrisy in that?
Well, you know what? Go ahead. No, Steve, you just said a whole lot right there. To your point about the vilification of the truth tellers, people like Joe Rogan, whose only sin was to bring someone on who's fully he's a medical doctor. He's the co-inventor, inventor, patent holder of the mRNA background infrastructure technology about what we're dealing with here. Here I want to show you this, Steve. It's 30 seconds long. This happened earlier today. It's my understanding. It could have been last night, but I think it's earlier. It's earlier today. 10 o'clock a.m. or 10:50 a.m. Eastern time. This from Biden's mouth. Now, this is kind of a message to you, to me, and to Joe Rogan and others. But it's about us. It's to social media companies. Just let's take 30 seconds and watch this, because this is exactly what you're saying. And here is Mr. Potato Head Biden talking about us and what social media companies and other outlets should do. Go ahead and run this 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, while our military is stepping up, as they always do, there are others sitting on the sidelines, and we're standing in the way. If you haven't gotten vaccinated, do it. Personal choice impacts us all, our hospitals, our countries. I make a special appeal to social media companies and media outlets. Please deal with the misinformation and disinformation that's on your shows. It has to stop. COVID-19 is one of the most formidable enemies America has ever
faced. So they're losing
the
narrative. You got it.
We've got to work together.
They're losing the narrative, Steve. He's appealing to social media companies and other media platforms to cut us off. Because so, it's not Steve Quayle talking, it's Biden telling you what he wants, what he wants to happen. So go ahead, Steve. I just wanted people to know that what you're saying, there it is right there. Go ahead.
Well, Doug, here's the thing. When America is suffering, in my opinion, from a term, and when I invent my words, I claim the authorship to define my words, reality avoidance disorder, okay? RAD. And the problem is the radicals are basically taking over control of the narrative. When we saw Sal Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, what they did to Donald Trump, and no offense, he was too vain, in my opinion, to see it. Listen to me, hear me out. The 13th rule, I believe, is that you keep hammering and hammering the target, and if they defeat the argument against you on one, you bring up new ones, okay? Coming to find out, and this should, listen, I want people to understand, I voted for Donald Trump, and I said I did, and I said the reason I did is because I believed that, and this is not a mea culpa or trying to cover my butt, the bottom line is, I said, God will use him to divide the nation. Do you think that was an accurate statement? Doug, here is the deal. And I'm going to tell people this, but they won't believe it until, and this is not a hook to try and get you guys to sign up for this special briefing, the special fundraiser for Doug Hagman and myself. The thing is that the glyphs, the most ancient languages of fallen angels, of demons, and Russ and Doug and others who know that some of the languages written concerning what was going to take place against some of the most innocent people in the world were deciphered by the glyphsionary, okay? And I hate it. I'm going to change it to the Glyph Project. Had it been not for Jesse and God using the most unusual man to go in and to undertake a real field expedition that covered 600 square miles, different places, with not all at once. We filmed it only to get criticism. Well, those things were all pre-positioned there. Oh, yeah? Well, let me share this with you. Those artifacts, relics, were, they were foundationally important to the 500,000 symbols on rocks in ancient writings, comparing it against Chinese characters, of which there's 126,000, Sanskrit, against Sumerian, against pre-Adamic, yes, pre-Adamic writings. And by the way, they didn't speak the King's English or write in the King's English, and for the record, it even preceded Hebrew, the written Hebrew language. And God has been so gracious. Now, why is this important? Because this whole project was a time lock, like a vault. It could only be opened up in the context of time. Remember, it's gone on for 2 years. And so, again, I never ask people to put anything into anything if I'm not willing to be there first, okay? And all I can say is that to the critics, to the degree your criticism keeps people from coming to Jesus Christ, you already have a ministry. It's called the Millstone Ministry. And your, congregation will go down to the sea with the dead. And somebody say, oh, that's just so mean. Mean is 5 million Americans murdered, okay? But back to the theme. If it hadn't been for those artifacts, oh, gee, the people that are supposedly chiseling them off or putting symbols on, thousands of artifacts, gee, they have access to some of the most languages that predate even the creation of Adam and Eve. They have the Rosetta Stone, which was the stone that gave the ability to decipher Egyptian hieroglyphics. We found, by the grace of God, the Nephilim Stone. And what I'm saying to you is the criticisms are absurd, yet it was enough criticism to drive six different countries to put their advanced special operations spy teams to track Jesse in real time. Well, that's just what you say. Can I say something, Doug? The sure. events of the day will shut every mouth of every skeptic, because right now, and I think it's critical people understand this, Russia went on record yesterday is you will no longer talk to us. The Americans have broken every treaty they've ever made with Russia. I am not a propagandist or an apologist, but what is infuriating to me is when Russia gets hit with a narrative. My only advice, and if I could have talked to President Putin, I would have said, tell what you know about the Chinese and the United States, if you will, joint venture to destroy the U.S. country. And that's my only fault with him. The other thing I want people to understand is that technology matters. So when you have a Defense Department that's so turned in towards us that they have Robin Sage and they're going to be Robin Hood, according to Klaus Schwab the Slob, you know, your American people are going to own nothing. You know why? Because they're coming in to take everything away. They're coming in to take the people of God away. 125 million people have a lot of stuff. To the victors go the spoil. But people cannot think due to reality avoidance disorder, cognitive dissonance, and then mind control. You saw the greatest neutering of any type of orchestrated or organized response to the stealing of the American election, but the stealing of your freedom, your liberty, your way of life, and the absolute assassination of the founding fathers, the principles upon this country, what is formed by communists, absolutely controlling every avenue of the mainstream press, the mainstream television, and the mainstream, even Twitter twatters, whatever the little nursery rhyme is, and I said, your blood will splatter. Faces of Death book. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, America was intellectually, basically emasculated and imprisoned before the time that we are at right now? So President Putin is on record. We are the ones, through Senator Wicker and Biden, who kept threatening them, first of all, with more sanctions. Wicker said, we can always nuke them. President Biden said, we can nuke you on one of the calls. How can you know that? Because somebody was present told me. The thing is that we cannot fight off hypersonic missiles that are coming at us, probably 150 at a time, especially with 25 megaton warheads. And oh, by the way, as an open invitation to the Pentagon, who will go over this thing word for word, and Defense Intelligence Agency word for word, hear this. You excuse the Tsar Bomba, the 100 megaton Russian weapon. What happens if in your ignorance, pride, or control, the Russians have exceeded that by a factor of 3? So as everybody, and Doug, just in the last 24 hours, I'm told that selective individuals are being taken to Raven Rock. And Raven Rock is obviously one of the underground continuity of government facilities, okay? I'm also told that, in essence, I put up a story on my website, and it was just about the history of Raven Rock. And here it goes, everybody. America has no civil defense for any of its population except the elite, or private bomb shelters, or private shelters, you name it. But the statement that Russia made should have absolutely caused everybody to sit up and take notice. They made the statement, we can no longer even try and negotiate with the United States or NATO, I'm paraphrasing this, in good faith. All we're asking is to guarantee our territorial integrity. It was the U.S. that has flown nuclear bombers. And by the way, when Russia, you know, can say information like this, they know every captain or pilot, they know every nuclear warhead by number. Their intelligence is not reflected in the lack thereof in the United States community. They still have amazing intelligence. President Putin has demonstrated that their electromagnetic warfare weapons are capable of bringing the most sophisticated state-of-the-art missile cruisers to a complete stop, and taking over control of their fire control systems. In other words, how would you like to be a sitting duck and you've got Russians coming in at you and they're leaving the radar on so you can at least watch it happen? That's not BS. Those are in the news stories. Or, ladies and gentlemen, the F-35. The F-35, according to an aeronautical engineer who contacted me, said, Steve, there's a list of 15,000 flaws in that fighter platform. The United States has 750 of them. Other countries that bought them, for instance, South Korea, are putting them off of the flight line. That means because they have seen demonstration of the electronic warfare capabilities of Russia. They don't want to be in an F-35. And oh, by the way, even President Xi tried to test the efficacy of it. And see, what's interesting, Doug, is the old statement, my enemy's enemy is my friend, unless my enemy's enemy is attacking me. There have been wars going on the border between Russia and China. And believe it or not, as long as they have mutual hate for us, it's one thing. But what China wants from Russia is Lake Baikal, B-A-I-K-A-L. That's why you got to, you know, that's why I got to go all over the place and deal with all this stuff, because China's water is polluted. They cannot even, they should have been, instead of building bombs and stuff, purifying their water and desalinating it. But the point is, Lake Baikal has 25% of the world's fresh water. It's one of the deepest lakes. It's a major asset to Russia. Russia is producing a surplus of wheat. Compare that to the weather control and weather modification in the United States. Compare it to the empty shelves. The entire empty shelf of food is a generated policy to starve the American people. Now look at the coordination of time. The coordination of time is this is happening while we're ready to go into World War III. Do I believe this is a false move? It's just another Bay of Pigs, or not Bay of Pigs, another Cuban Missile Crisis. No, it isn't. It's far different. Russia made it clear, if you even launch one missile or one bomb on any of our Russian territory, these are their words, Doug, not mine, every city, every military target in the United States is fair game. The average throw weight, meaning the average deliverable warhead from Russia, is 25 megatons. Look, ladies and gentlemen, there's some very smart people that want me to basically make it as plain as simple. Well, you just can't know that. Well, no, you just can't know that. And because people reject the obvious that a mutagenic, I'm going right back to vaccination. Doug, I wrote Breed No Evil a long time ago.
2001.
Yeah. So 21 years ago. Thank you. And I mean that, thank you. The thing is that what happens when someone who is, and listen, I make this statement, I could not know what I know, I could not have written, I could not have worn for 26 years on podcasts unless God let me know through the people that he brought into my life. My calling is different than most people. I understand. I don't care if every Christian in the world goes on Shakedown TV, that's television, you know, Christian TV, and basically says, Quayle's wrong. He's causing division of the body. Oh, yeah? If you look at that, there's a new, documentary about enemies within the church. Take a look at that. We have more Marxists in the churches. We have more, the different theology. It's what the Catholic Church, liberation theology. We now have the Pope, okay? We have the Pope claiming that, you know, you've got to take your vaccinations, your moral duty. Okay, I'll ask the same question I asked of Donald Trump. Will you then take and own all the deaths? And if it's up to 5 million people in America and up to 100 million people worldwide, will you take the authority of that? Will you own it? Will you own it? And of course, the answer is no. And so the thing that is astonishing to me, and I want to go on record, when I found out that Trump took $1 million from Pfizer. And then people are saying, well, you know, everybody takes donations. But everybody doesn't change horses in the middle of a stream. You can't tell people to take the vaccination or the booster in a clear conscience unless, and I want to share this with you, one of his former advisors told me he is the most non-scientific man he's ever met in his life, okay? Now, why am I saying this? Because people are looking for the second coming of Donald Trump and not the Lord Jesus Christ. And they think that Christians who are talking about the second coming are off their rockers.
Amen.
And I'm telling people, look, you're watching World War III playing out. It will be a hyper war. It will be over within, the actual war will probably be fought and won in the first 2 hours. But the ramifications may take, oh, a couple months, and then the man of peace comes on the scene, who Prince Charles has already announced. But God will not allow a failing, and I believe this, a failing church and a, how should I say this, a powerless people, not that they had to be, but they chose to be, to confront the Antichrist and the false prophet, which are two of the most evil people ever in creation's history, to just slaughter and just, you know, basically plow under, because he'll have the two witnesses. The two witnesses are literal people. By the way, that annunciation and that statement got Gary Cole perpetually harassed for the last couple of years, literally driving to him to the point of despair. And I don't know how the guy's still alive, except this is not melodrama, with the prayers of God's people. Again, they want, Doug, certain entities from entity land want to know where the two witnesses are, because they're terrified them. Because let me share this. If you've got two supernaturally infused entities, the false prophet and the Antichrist, God is going to have two supernaturally infused prophet. One will be Enoch. I'm on record as saying this. One will be Elijah. There are people say, no, you're wrong. Enoch and Elijah, it'll be, Elijah and Moses. Well, either way, those individuals, guess what? They've been in heaven. Guess what? In Enoch and Elijah's life, they have never died on earth. And for 3.5 years, 42 months, I have lost fellowship with multi-decade long friends over this. Well, we're not in the tribulation yet. Maybe not the great tribulation, which some people say starts when Antichrist is revealed. I don't have a problem with that. But Jesus said in this life, we're going to have many tribulations, plural, you know? And the thing is that what good does it do arguing about, is this the beginning of tribulation, the great tribulation, if we've got a nuclear war? And a nuclear war right now, and I used to live in the projections. I had scientists. I had guys that worked for me that were really, really bright, and I'm talking 30 years ago, that, you know, came out of three-letter agencies when they still stood for the country. Now, ladies and gentlemen, with the military's focus on getting rid of all the unvaccinated, we're hearing they wanted to get rid of 1,800 Navy SEALs. A couple, I don't know what, less than a half a dozen, won a court case, a temporary stay. But I want you to know, behind the scenes, the order has been given. They want no one in the military that's a constitutionalist, a Christian, even Second Amendment guys, even members of the NRA, members of this, members of that, and they're going through every serviceman's post on, you know, Faces of Death book, Twitter, whatever has come into being since Faces of Death book, all the social media platforms, and they're scouring it. And so what's important is to understand, we don't even have frontline pilots anymore. And I believe that's God's mercy. I believe God is taking his people out of the most corrupt group of people. And then you get the queen on the screen, Millie, who committed treason under President Trump. He's the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. You know, I don't know why everyone keeps saying the army is woke. I'm offended. Well, I think the picture is pretty telling. And what is even more important than that is that man was, and that man, I should say that entity, was guilty of the constitutional definition of treason. He spoke during a time of secret briefings with the president concerning certain events that happened between the United States and China, like wartime events that you'll never know about unless somebody spills the beans. And so what I'm trying to say today, Doug, is I can't tell people is it 24 or 72 hours. I don't know that, but I can tell you this, that the United States no longer has the defensive capacity, nor has the weapon systems to counter. Well, what about all the secret stuff, Steve, the TR-3Bs and all, you know, Tango Romeo 3 Bravos? It's just out there. And ladies and gentlemen, hey, Eric, can you put up the last one I just sent you on Black Star? It's with the Aviation Week space.
All right,
Aviation.
He's getting it now. Okay. Yeah, it's hard to talk through the plexiglass we put up. He's a snot factory at the moment.
I understand, Doug. And the deal is that I just want to show people that, you know, this is not BS. So if people will understand one thing, that the most secret craft we have, and you were at Branson, and the deal is, remember when I told the story of who tutored me for years? And during those years, you knew and you got copies of, you know, emails when they existed in a, you know, a pretty primitive form at times. But what people don't understand is now you're hearing, okay, let me just share what this is, just so people know. If you go to the right, you see Special Report Information Technology. If you go to the upper left or above the two coins, what are called tribute coins, you're going to see Black Star, the very same weapon, another Groom Lake secret. Well, it's no longer secret. To the right of Black Star, you're going to see a flying saucer. Those were taken in Mexico, in the area of the most concentrated Aztec alien area. You can't see it on the screen here, but in the there's a circular light field stargate. Before Greg Evenson died, and I've referred to this, he and I were having talks. For the record, he knew I knew what I was talking about. Those two coins, just put it right back up. That's a magic wheel. It's a code-breaking and code-making device. But Greg was on one of the Black Star. There you see. Do you see it, Doug? Black Star 26.
Oh, yeah. And up. Yeah. Yep.
And I, you know, the Lord only knows why he wasn't going to come on. But he was going to talk about when Black Star was on Mars. He was over Black. He was in Black Star over Mars and seeing the vast field of like giant diamonds that had been crushed and broken to all these different pieces. But he said, Steve, they're huge. And this was, in essence, instantly, I said, Greg, that's Lucifer's throne, because the planet Rahab, and those of you who've been to the Branson conferences know what I'm talking about. The reason there's an asteroid belt is there was a planet, Lucifer's planet, called Rahab or Astra, that was destroyed. And Eric,
I never understood that. And I'm so glad. I didn't mean to overtalk you. I never understood that, Steve. But thank you for talking about this. That creates the asteroid belt. And, you know, it's consistent with spiritual, biblical, even beyond the scripture book, the non-canonical books.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. All in your writings. So this is all kind of coming together. And you know what, folks? Look, as an investigator, I really want proof, and I want things to be linear in my head. And Steve is offering this as well as the bigger picture, the non-linear bigger picture. So please pay attention to this. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Steve, but I'm very passionate about this, man.
And so the question I'm asked, well, this is better than Russia's technology. No, Russia's got it and advanced it. So, hey, will you scroll down, Eric, just for a minute? And if you can't, scroll up and just go in on the image of the Black Star, the blue with the magenta. What you're watching, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, and it's going to pixelate. That's about as far as you can go. But what you're watching is that period where they're decloaking, because it takes power to put up an invisible shield. And this isn't Star Trek. Star Trek, by the way, Gene Roddenberry was a CIA asset. But the point being, this is the only photograph, and God's so gracious to ever capture the decloaking of Black Star coming through a gate. And then to the right of it was a normal saucer, okay? And this is what set off a firestorm, okay? Yeah, right in there, the little right thing, you know? So Greg was going to come on and we were going to talk about this because he wanted to share with people. I know this, that there are people, even his family members, that didn't believe it. But all I can tell you point blank, ladies and gentlemen, is this, that there are people out there, and you can take that off the screen now, there are people out there that really, really know what's happening. They're telling people, but Doug, how do you tell people the truth when they're so inoculated with lies that they put up a truth shield and only believe the mind control in their brain?
I'm not sure you can.
You can.
No.
So I want to say this again. Today's title for the show, Tell My People, Peace Has Been Taken From the Earth. Now, Eric, will you put up the Revelation scripture? Because I want to give people a scriptural understanding. And this is John the Revelator talking about the seven seals being opened. I know there are people say, oh, we're not there. That's just all metaphors, you know? Well, you're dead. I'm sorry, you're dead. Or soon to be. And somebody said, well, that's really cruel. Who are you, God? No, but his word is his word. And I have nothing to do with his word except, you know, by the grace of God, be faithful to share it. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red. And power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld it, lo, and a black horse, and he that sat upon him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard the voice of the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Doug, this is judgment, but what I want people to understand, is it not interesting that the American people are being cut off from food, cut off from truth, cut off from fresh water, which will really manifest itself this coming spring going into summer, water wars, all that stuff. But at the same time, we're being threatened, and I would say this, not threatened, we're being told that there will be a nuclear war. And today, one of the Russian, I don't know if it was an ambassador or one of the spokesmen said, look, you keep doing this, we will put missiles in Venezuela and Cuba. Can I give everybody a big heads up? They're already there, along with three Russian nuclear bombers, along with S-500, I'm talking Venezuela. Cuba's always had them because there was a place called, and you can look this up, Cienfuegos, my apology for the Spanish, Cienfuegos Bay, which was an underwater sub pen, just like the Nazis created all over the world and in Antarctica. But the point I want, and this is the most critical thing I can say. If that happens, even one city taken out, and by the way, our private briefings are only available by subscription. And someone said, well, if you're talking nuclear war, how can you be talking about this? Because I don't know the day and the hour. But what I just shared with everybody, and this should come as a real surprise, a shock, you just heard on Hagman's show what probably 90% of the Pentagon and intelligence community, depending on their classification of clearances, have never seen. You've never seen Black Star come through a Stargate. And on the same article, we put up a Tango Romeo 3 Bravo, the triangular-shaped craft that's jumping space. And, you know, I can't explain to people jumping space in a podcast like this because it needs a scientific background that, quite candidly, most people don't have. But we're talking about the invisible becoming visible. We're talking about the things of people's nightmares coming into the physical realm. We're talking about a war on Earth that's unlike anything that's ever taken place. We're talking about the zombie apocalypse, because when 5G kicks in, all of the convoluted artificial life forms are going to be, how should I say this, activated. And already we're seeing strange occurrences in people's behavior. I had an email from a lady, and she said, can you get this certain article toned down so I can give it to my parents and my workers who have been conned into taking the vaccine? And I answered her, and I thought I answered her correctly. Nothing that you can provide for them, because they're giving her a hard time because she won't be vaccinated, God bless her. The thing is that There is no amount of evidence, no argument, no rationale, no reason that you can talk somebody who believed a lie out of the effects of believing a lie. I'll turn it over to you for a minute, or however in line.
Well, you know what? And what you say is true, because in a quote attributed to Mark Twain, it's easier to fool someone than to convince someone that they've been fooled. And you can tweak that phrase however you want it. And again, that's attributed to Mark Twain, but you know, there's a lot of dynamics to that. If someone believes that they were hoodwinked into getting the jab and they regret that, there's a lot of, there are different reactions to that. Hey, you know, joy, misery loves company, or no, it can't be right. They wouldn't do that to me. Or there's a lot of disconnect there, which gets into mass formation and all of that. But you're right. At some point, I think that I think this is part of it too, that the narrative is starting to be lost by the people who have been pushing this narrative, and they're starting to lose control. And you can see it. You can see it's almost palpable out there. And the people who have been victimized by their own loyalty to the Borg or the cabal of globalists, you know what? They're looking for a way out. And I'm sorry, I don't think you can. I don't think there is a way out. There's ways to mitigate. There's ways to, but I, you know, hey, if you're so dogmatic that you're making fun of the, for example, in the jab arena, if you're so dogmatic that you're making fun of things like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine for early therapeutic intervention for this bioweapon, well, that's not helping anyone. I'm just telling you, that's not helping anyone. So there's a limit as to what people will accept. And that's really, to me, that's a frailty of the human mind. But anyway, Steve, I don't know if you got to jump at the bottom of the hour or if you have to jump at 10 minutes after that. So it's up to you.
I've got about, let's just say this, 10 minutes after the bottom of the hour.
Okay. All right.
But you know, one of the things is that how do I say this, Doug? Reality transforms all false beliefs into a present day demanded response. And what I'm telling people is this, the amount of stuff coming at us. Let me ask you this, ladies and gentlemen, what do you do? I went to today is what, the 13th of January. I went to a store in Bozeman, one of the biggest stores, usually the best stocked. And because I'm seeing all the pictures too, and mostly my wife does the shopping, and I just wanted to go in and see. I went through the frozen food, refrigerators along the wall. Man, I never saw so many empty spaces. Then I went to the cold thing where they have cold cuts and cheese and all that stuff. I never saw so many empty space in my life. By the way, Bozeman's a high-end city, okay? As a matter of fact, we should be changing our name to Bozangeles, okay? Seriously. I mean that. And the thing that's astonishing to me is as I went up and down the aisles, and they have an organic section. So I went and looked, like organic ketchup. You can buy ketchup, but organic doesn't have the sugar. And one bottle of a certain brand, there's nothing behind it. And just for curiosity, Doug, I went down the aisle and I pulled, not everything, but randomly, there's nothing behind it. And that's the motto I want people to understand. When you recognize that there will be no restocking of those shelves, that peace has been taken from the earth, that what we have been blessed in this nation with has been taken from us, not by God, but when a nation forgets God and goes into a famine of his word, or a famine for the word of God, how many people in the prestitutes, the prostitutes, and the pulpits, maybe we should call them the pulpitutes, are basically telling people, repent, get right with Jesus. This is the end, versus, you know, happy days are here again, and praise and worship, and people are dancing around the stage in their skinny jeans, are trying to outdo some of the best dancers that the world has ever produced. And just as long as you keep them entertained, oh, yeah, but don't forget, you got to pass the, not the hat, but the plate, okay? And then all the false promises of that, you know, you do this and God will do this. No, you do that and you're going to end up broke. And I'm on record as saying, I know, not personally, but a lot of the people who have defected from those main ministries, I know the majority of them have secret getaways, prepared bunkers, massive end time preparations that they tell you, don't do it, trust God. And again, God says in Proverbs, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider the ant. Consider, and look, we got squirrels, but unfortunately, the squirrels that we have to deal with, Doug, are nuts. They don't store nuts. They are nuts, okay? Yeah. And so the basics of the pioneer movement is absolutely, how do I say this, is decimated. Yet, and ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand this about Raven Rock. And Doug, if you want to link to that story, I just got off the internet. But I'm convinced of it. I'm told that people are already being moved to Raven Rock in buses so as not to draw the helicopter attention. And look up Raven Rock, because here's the bottom line for Americans. You have no civil defense. They do, they, the elite, they intend to provoke nuclear war to decimate the United States of America on specific orders from Lucifer himself. And the way Lucifer works is he takes the leaders of the nation, separates them, sends his legions of fallen angels. The Bible says a third of the angels fell. Gee, isn't it amazing that Rome never talks about those guys? Yet seems to mimic their every command. And so the deception, Jesus' last words, and here's what I'm going to share because I got to get going. Thank you, Doug, for today. But the Jesus' last words were, see that ye be not deceived. The words in Roman that men lost their love for the truth and God gave them over to believe a lie. People say, how can this have happened? Simple. When the salt lost its savor, it became good for nothing. In other words, where's the preservation? Where was the call to repentance? Where was the call to stand up for the unborn? Or Doug, as you and Russ and others, and those who are still carrying on Russ's ministry, those who you relate to, Craig Sawyer, vilified. Mm. And the man's got a heart for people that is just off the charts. Yeah, because of one lying son of Belial, son of the devil, Moloch's little brother, the slander against him has cost. And so this is what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen. It only takes one slanderer to ruin the reputation of someone who has had a phenomenal impact in rescuing children and keeping them out of the hands of evil, bloodthirsty monsters. By the way, one of the stories I posted is two less than admirable people, a very famous female movie star and a very famous, I don't know if he's a rock or whatever, just got married, and to seal their love, they drank each other's blood. What is it? Count Dracula and his bride? That's a real story. That's
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly there. Yep.
Machine Gun Kelly. Now, is Machine Gun Kelly a singer? I don't know. Or is he a, what is he?
What's that? He's a rapper.
A rapper. Okay. It is important that people understand this. We're a bloodthirsty nation. We're drenched in blood. As Mike McQuitty, I'll close with this, stated on my program 22 years ago, my talk radio program in those days, maybe 23 years ago, he stated, and I believe he heard from God as clear as any man has ever heard in the history of Christianity. God said, if people reject, he said, if my people reject my son's mercy and forgiveness and continue in their evil ways, I will demand and refuse my grace, I will demand an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. 250 million children have been slaughtered, sacrificed, and aborted in the womb. I believe, I'm on record, 250 million Americans are going to die before 2025 unless mass repentance, which I don't see happening. And isn't it interesting, Doug, that that fits the Deagle Report's amount of population reduction by the year 2025? That will be down to 100 million or less.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, Doug, blessings. I got to go. And I got a meeting. And so I want to thank you and say, God bless you. Thank you for what you do. Eric, thank you so much.
Any time spent with you is a time well spent. Steve, thank you so very much. May God bless you. And I'll carry on for the remaining few minutes here with some important announcements. Appreciate you, my brother. Hang in there.
Thank you.
All right. Folks, that was Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, a good friend of mine, a good friend of the program, good friend all around, and a guy that really has done a lot of work, decades of work, from exposing everything we're seeing today. He has touched upon, he has advised us, he has warned us, and now here we are. One thing, by the way, I sent you just now the link to what Steve was talking about. I don't know if you got it, Eric the Tech. And by the way, folks, Eric is still suffering from just this massive head cold, of course. And I was kidding about the plexiglass. He's not there. So I appreciate him playing sick. And I appreciate that coming in working sick, that is. Of course, you know how it is. No, he doesn't have COVID. All right. You know, the colds still exist, right? You know that. The flu viruses still exist, right? All right. So did you, if we can put that on the screen about the blood, what's that? Yeah, the Megan Fox Machine Gun Kelly thing. So if you look at this, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are engaged and celebrated drinking each other's blood during this intimate proposal. All right, now people might look at that and say, well, that's pretty out there, and why would they do that? This is, I believe it's from the Daily Mail. I'm not sure if it's from the, it's from overseas, an overseas publication. Daily Mail, there it is, thank you. Writes Megan Fox, we asked for magic. Now, okay, and again, these are the words of Megan Fox. We were oblivious to the pain we had faced together in such a short, frenetic period of time, unaware of the work, the sacrifices the relationship would require from us, but intoxicated off the love and the karma. Somehow, a year and a half later, having walked through hell together and having laughed more than I ever imagined possible, he asked me to marry him. Now, again, this is what she's writing on social media. And just as in every lifetime before this one, oh, okay. And as in every lifetime that will follow, I said yes. Okay. And then the ellipsis and the statement, and then we drank each other's blood. Now you might say, well, that's pretty, you know, eccentric. They're eccentric. It's an exception to the rule. Folks, let me tell you something. That's not an exception. I wish it were an exception, but the perversion of all that's good is off the charts right now. Stuff like this is being normalized, mainstream, pedophilia normalized, transgenderism normalized, advocated by the people who teach our children. The rot is deep. It's an incredible, incredible situation that we're looking at, which is why, again, Steve Quayle has been really ahead of the curve on this. And, you know, I was thinking earlier today about Russ Dizdar, and I was going through some of his writings and some of our exchanges, investigative exchanges, and this is important to what we're going to be doing over the next couple of weeks, how everything that we have found on a local, regional, national and international level is really kind of going to be, sound like Steve, now how can I put this, is going to be shown, it's going to be happening in the near term. And I don't expect people to necessarily believe this or take me at face without evidence. And so some of that evidence will be the investigative work product and the intellectual work products offered by Steve Quayle and myself coming together, but mostly Steve, his work products, intellectual products and finds coming together to offer to those who will support us. Because Steve's teams, and I know the budget, I looked at, I mean, he shared with me some of the budgetary concerns. There's a lot of money being spent to get this information from third world countries, from beneath the ground, from places that you wouldn't expect, to your hands. And why would you need this? Well, it aids in the understanding of where we are today in the bigger sense, in the larger realm. Because everything we see today, it's not, you know, you can take it down to the most basic, the masks, the mask mandates, the, you know, all of these nonsensical mandates that we are faced with. Yeah, that's the reality. That's actually what is taking place today. But what's really behind all of that? Well, you could say the globalist thrust, the thrust by the globalists, the push, and you would be correct. But wait a second. Did they wake up one morning, all of a sudden, call one another, and say, hey, I got this idea. Let's launch this, and then this, and this, and this. Or was it planned from a long time ago? Or was this set in motion from a long time ago? And when Steve Quayle talks about hyperspace and portals and all this, wait a second, what? Were you nuts? Well, what about CERN? What's that all about? What's CERN all about? And so there is this complete infrastructure that no one really talks about. Because if you do talk about it, I got to be honest with you. When I start talking about it, at the level of my understanding, people look at me like, what are you, nuts? What's wrong with you? And sometimes I feel nuts. Like, believe me, I can't believe I'm saying this myself. But the bottom line is this. Everything that the Bible is written in the Bible, the Holy Bible, it, to me, and this is how it affects me, when I look at the evidence that's being uncovered by Steve and his team, and I look at the evidence that has been uncovered, the documentation that has been uncovered by Russ, and even us working with Russ and his team, and understanding how this human trafficking and satanic ritual aspect of things, how this all fits together. It's kind of like walking into a multi-part play in the third to last segment of the play. You got a whole ton of catching up to do in order to understand what's happening now. And that's kind of how I feel. So what we didn't talk about this. So what Steve and I are going to be offering is this information, this backdrop, which blew my mind, especially when I got to tell you, it blew Russ's mind too, when we were talking together and we got a whole, you know, Steve and his finds, and we were saying, wait a minute, our local work, our regional work, there's some communications that we found or have been given to us that we can't, what language is this? At the very same time, and this has got to be a God thing, Steve and his team said, wait a minute, look what we found. And what he found was the key, the language key to what we had. In the timing, it's a God, it's by God. Because we couldn't have done this by ourselves. So I'm explaining the backdrop here. A lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of investigative talent, a lot of resources has gone into this, what we're talking about. And I'm talking really plainly and from the heart. So what we've put together, and we expect to launch this on or about 2 weeks from today, I believe. And Eric the Tech, I know you're, and by the way, it launches tonight for pre-registration. Is the it's called the Hagman Report fundraiser, but it's the Steve Quayle exclusive content, and there it is on your screen. Or just go to HagmanReport.com and click on the banner, or HagmanReport.com/fundraiser. No funny spelling. It's just fundraiser. HagmanReport.com fundraiser. So what we're attempting to do and what we are doing is compiling this information in video and I believe video and PDF format. And please, if I'm off by a little bit, understand that. But effective immediately. If you want to be a part of this, there it is. And to those people who want to, oh heck with that, I just want to give you $5-$10. You can do it through that portal as well. I'm gonna tell you what, folks. It's here, and we need to be aware of it. God bless each and every one of you. Have a great night.